Welcome to Faith and Family. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is National Lutheran Schools Week, and we are talking with our schools from around the country, around the Synod. Thanks to our underwriter, Concordia University, Wisconsin, for supporting this program. To find out more about Concordia University, Wisconsin, go to our website, kfuo.org, and look for the CUW logo in the sponsor section there. Joining me in studio today, the Reverend William Heine. He's headmaster at Memorial Lutheran Church, or Memorial Lutheran School in Houston, Texas. Good morning, Reverend Heine.
Good morning.
Did I get your name right?
Yes, you did. Thank you.
Very good. Very good. Well, tell us about, let's talk about your background, and then we'll talk about Memorial as well. Let's talk about your background and how you came into this world of education, and what led you up to going to seminary and getting those letters REV in front of your name. What led up to the vocation that you're in now?
Let's see. Well, I started out as a Lutheran elementary school teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And so having done that for a few years, my wife and I talked it over and decided we'd go to the seminary and spent our 4 years there. And when we came out, our first parish was in South Dakota. And, of course, being young and having children, school was a big thing in our lives and concerned about the education that our daughter at that point would receive, which got us interested in homeschooling.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this was back in the late 80s, and in the late 80s, there wasn't a whole lot of homeschooling material out there. So it took quite a bit of research, and of course, my wife did the yeoman's work on that. She's the one that really looked into it. Eventually, we ended up moving to Pagosa Springs, Colorado, and it was there that she started homeschooling our then two children, and found out about Douglas Wilson and the Association of Classical and Christian Schools from the Logos Schools, I think it's in Moscow, Idaho, and read that book when it came out. I think his book was called The Lost Tools of Learning, or Recovering the Lost Tools of Learning, that's what it was. And he talked about this idea of classical education, and she became enamored with it, convinced me of it, and so we started with the kids, but it didn't take long before we started a school at our church there in Pagosa Springs, and did that for a few years. Then I went to Canada and became a headmaster of a school in Canada, and after freezing there for 3 years, we came back to Wyoming, started another Lutheran school there, each time trying to build this model of the classical school. And from there I went on to teach high school, and now I'm back to doing headmaster and associate pastor work.
And now at Memorial Lutheran Church and School in Houston, Texas. Let's talk about Memorial. How long has the school been a part of the ministry at Memorial Lutheran in Houston?
Let's see, started in 1980. So been around quite a while, had one person in charge for nearly 20 years, really got it off on a good footing.
Mm-hmm.
But it was kind of a normal Lutheran school and served the congregation as well as the community. Probably 10, 12 years ago, they made the switch over to classical. And in fact, Reverend Bart Day was there for 5 years, a part of that. He was second in line when they made the decision to go classical. He was headmaster there for 5 years. And then I came in following Pastor Day.
And so making that transition over to classical education, that approach to education, how has that been beneficial at Memorial?
Well, I think for one thing, it tends to give the idea of a quality education.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have to say that classical, when you talk about a classical education, when you transition a school from having been non-classical, there's this long process of changing the way people think, changing the way they teach, talking about the way they teach, talking about the philosophies of education and those kinds of things. And that doesn't happen overnight. You don't go in one day and say, we're going to be classical, and the next day you are.
And everybody knows Latin the next day.
Yeah, right. The headmaster's still working on that too, by the way. But the And actually, it's one of those things that's kind of a never-ending process. Mm-hmm. Because not only are you convincing teachers and helping them to understand and then apply it in the classroom, but you also have the job of letting parents know what it means and how it is of value for their kids. So I suppose the long-term goal is that you you increase the quality of education, mm-hmm. and you give the children a foundation on which they can build for, you know, later learning and so forth, such as you mentioned, Latin or an understanding of history and geography and the languages, reading different literature that may not be included in what classical educators call progressive schools.
I see. So what do parents say about their child's education at Memorial Lutheran School? What are the responses that you've received from parents since you've been there? I know you weren't there at the time of the transition, but what are some of the responses you've received from parents about their child's education at Memorial?
I think what they really enjoy is seeing their children come home and excitedly tell them what they have learned, mm-hmm. or excitedly demonstrate what they can do or what they can remember. The thing that I enjoy most about it is when children become excited about what they're learning, mm-hmm. or when they really enjoy demonstrating or performing. And those kinds of things, of course, you know, if they're performing, you know it's in there. You know, not only do they know it, they love it. Mm-hmm. And that's really the goal that an educator works toward, is how do you get this child to love learning and to love really the subject. A good teacher, that's the mark of a good teacher, isn't it? Not only does he know the subject and love it, but he has a desire that his students also would know and love that particular subject. We talked earlier about Cantor Muth,
yes.
who is our Cantor there at Memorial Lutheran. And she is just fantastic when it comes to teaching music and then seeing them perform, mm-hmm. and the pride that's on their faces when they're able to perform so well because they have put in the effort.
And we're not talking about just a specific age group. She works with a broad age range, doesn't she?
She and I go in every Tuesday morning to do chapel, mm-hmm. with our six-week-old babies up to 2 years old, and we sing to them, and we do little Bible stories with them, and they cry, and it's really quite fun. And then she works with, you know, kids all the way up to eighth grade. So it's a broad range.
And you mentioned earlier off the air that strings are just, the strings program there is just phenomenal.
It really is, and that's a credit to her as well. But you know, when parents go to choose a school, and obviously we're in a competitive market, that's the nature of education today, is you have to compete. You have to have something that is going to distinguish yourself from other schools. In our case, that strings program has really been kind of the hallmark of the school and has allowed us to bring people in. Once they're in the school, because maybe of that strings program, they also recognize the value of the other parts of classical education, mm-hmm. which most don't know anything about when they're coming into the school.
It's kind of a best kept secret. There's kind of this revival of classical education in North America again. We're starting to see more, especially Lutheran schools are starting to bring back this approach to education that's been around for a long time and has just kind of been sitting hidden for a little while.
You know, Lutherans are getting more and more into it. In fact, we are here this weekend because of a Consortium for Classical and Lutheran Education board meeting. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason that we're here in St. Louis this weekend. And the idea, of course, is that we would get more and more schools to know about it and then also to employ, mm-hmm. that approach to education. I have been a part of this since it started in 1999. And boy, the difference between where we are now and where we were then is unbelievable. Because when we started out in 1999, we didn't have a clue what we were talking about. we just had kind of this vague, hazy vision of what might be. But now to and this is the progression that I've seen. We've gone from kind of the desire at the beginning to teachers really embracing it. And for a number of years, it was the teacher in the classroom that had the desire to bring classical education to a reality in his or her classroom. And they did the yeoman's work on that. Well, we're in the next third phase of that right now. And that's when you've got these young people who are really good administrators, and they're bringing their administrative talents to these schools. And I see it, well, the next 10 years in classical education among Lutherans, I think it'll be a great, there'll be a huge flourish of classical Lutheran schools because of that transition. Mm-hmm. Now we've got administrators who know what they're doing and know what classical education is.
Oh, that's good to hear, and that that you have a positive outlook for Lutheran education, classical Lutheran education, in the years to come. What as children come, as families come to Memorial, what are they? What does a child experience in their day at Memorial Lutheran School? What does a typical day look like for a classroom or for a student at Memorial?
Well, all right. We start every morning together in an assembly. And we go through our kind of opening with a little portion of the Matins, and then we do Apostles' Creed, Lord's Prayer. We do our recitations from the Catechism each day. We do this is preschool through eighth grade. So we have 3 years old up to eighth grade kids all together in our gymnasium. Mm-hmm. And then we do Luther's Morning Prayer, the Pledge of Allegiance, those kinds of things. Often what we will have in the morning will be a recitation from a class or a recitation maybe from a student who will then share with the entire group. And, you know, that's also a point of pride for them. So they're able to say, look what we've accomplished, and to be able to show that. From that, they'll go to their classroom. So it looks pretty much like a normal day from there on out. The interesting things are the kind of differences might be in the way the teacher is conducting the class, but also what we call the specialty classes. So every class from first grade on up, mm-hmm, breaks out of their normal day to go to Latin. Hmm. So they're having Latin class even from first grade on. And then they will have break out of that regular day to go to music, which will be, yeah, either choral music or strings, or we also have band, and so they're breaking out of that to go to that those programs, or to art. Art is one of our specialty programs, and our art teacher, too, has worked very hard at coordinating things so that what he's doing in art associates with what they're doing in history or literature, and that way, wow, you have some reinforcement, mm-hmm, across the different disciplines.
What is, when a child has been through either a year or a couple of years, are gone K through eight. It's a K through, or preschool through eighth grade, correct, at Memorial. When a child has completed their education there, what are they equipped with? What are they prepared for when they're having been a student at Memorial Lutheran School?
Well, one of the problems that we have at Memorial is stopping at eighth grade. and that's seriously true. If you think about classical education, the concept of the trivium, you know, you have the grammar, the, mm-hmm, logic, and the rhetoric. And even though those are not specifically developmental kinds of terms, you emphasize more of the grammar in the younger grades, more of the dialectic or logic as they get into the middle school years, and then your rhetoric more in the high school years. So like a lot of Missouri Synod Lutheran schools, we stop at eighth grade, which means we essentially truncate the whole process of grammar, logic and rhetoric. But what we've tried to do is we've tried to prepare them so that they can get into some of the really good high schools in our area. Where we are located is a pretty nice area, mm-hmm, of town. It's called the Galleria area of Houston. And a lot of the people are, they're in the oil industry, or they have some other jobs that pay pretty well, computers and that kind of thing. So they want their children to have the kind of education that will allow them to get into these better high schools, so of course they can get into good colleges. So what we do in that case is we ask the question, what are these high schools looking for?
Yeah.
And a lot of what they want is they want people with a good knowledge of grammar, mm-hmm. so that they can function well in a language that they might take. They'll have good writing skills. They have good speaking skills. And those are the kinds of things that we want to emphasize so they're ready.
Sure, sure. Are there any classical high schools in the area for them to transfer to?
Not a lot. there's some very good schools that probably would have some of the things that a classical school would have.
I see.
For example, we have a young lady who's now in love with Latin. So what she's going to do is go to a high school that has four more years of Latin. Well, you know, that's possible. There's a lot of Catholic schools in the area and that kind of thing. Our Lutheran high schools, one of them teaches Latin, the other one does not. So it just kind of depends on
what
they want to do.
Right. What's important to them as a student, as a family. What do you love about being a part of Memorial Lutheran School? What stands out for you? What have been some of the stories that have stood out for you when it comes to students or families at Memorial Lutheran?
Well, I think what I enjoy most is our interaction with the teachers. As an administrator, that's kind of your focus. Your teachers make your school. Good teachers, good school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you worry about things like facility and budget and that sort of thing. But really, teachers are people.
Right.
And
much to everyone's misunderstanding, they do not live at the school.
Yeah, right. Well, I don't know about that. Some of them are there when I get there, and they're there when I leave, so they may. But, you know, they bring a lot with them to the school, and you have to minister to the teachers as well. You know, they can be having a bad day or a sick child, and all of those things go into it. So you really have a kind of a family atmosphere with the faculty, with the staff. And I have to say, I'm very pleased with our people. They mm-hmm. care for one another.
Speaking of care and mercy being part of the theme this year for National Lutheran Schools Week, do students have opportunities to serve in their community as part of their education at Memorial Lutheran School? Do they learn about service and serving in their community?
Yeah, we do a number of things that are more in the area of collection of different things. So, you know, we were a part of the malaria initiative.
Mm-hmm.
We did Lutheran Braille workers this past year. Part of that is offerings that are given during chapel. And of course we have chapels so that the children learn to worship in a very formal setting. But where we are located, we don't do a lot of off-campus things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just simply because of the area where we are. There's not a lot of opportunity off-campus. So it's more instruction in what their money is going to or what their mm-hmm. or gifts that they're bringing are going to.
Overall, looking at, and you mentioned this a little bit already when talking about transitioning to high school, what are the benefits of a classical Lutheran education over what you know, a traditional or as you said earlier, some might call a progressive school? What are some of the benefits? How are your students set apart from other students from other schools when they come out of a Memorial Lutheran School or a classical Lutheran education?
Well, I think that two aspects of that. The one is maybe more common in schools today. In years gone by, the emphasis on grammar, even for English, wasn't there. That has kind of returned even in your public school environment. But its application then in a language is probably not as common. And our idea of teaching Latin is really twofold. One, so that they eventually are able to read those little things that they see all over the place, you know, in Latin, and and maybe even read some Latin authors. But also so that they have a good grasp of how language works. And I think in our world, which is so language heavy, you know, it's text heavy. People are using Facebook and everything else. You write so much nowadays. Those language skills are extremely important, and our emphasis is on being able to use the language well. And a lot of that comes from being exposed to good literature. So they're not reading literature that maybe, I don't want to mention anything in particular, but they, you know, they're reading stuff that inspires in a way because it is excellently written. Mm-hmm. It's not just entertaining, it's well written. And in being well written, they pick up that. They pick up the vocabulary, they pick up the syntax of that kind of language rather than what might be sold as a popular novel.
Anything else you'd like to share with us about Memorial Lutheran School today? Certainly we'd like to point folks to the website and contact information as well. We'll include that with our archive of the program. Anything else about Memorial Lutheran School that really stands out?
Well, Memorial's a great school. It's been there for a long time. I think it has some things to offer in terms of what other schools might want to emulate, especially if they consider classical education. And we're certainly open to people coming and visiting and seeing what we do. So happy to have those kinds of visits. And one of the big things that classical schools are always looking for is teachers who can fill those roles in classical classrooms. So make sure that they get my number and
Very good. Well, let's go ahead and share that. We'll share the website and the school phone number with them as well. What's the website for Memorial?
It is memoriallutheranschool.org.
Very good.
So pretty easy, of course, no spaces in any of that. And then the school phone number is 713-782-4022.
Very good. Very good. Our guest today, the Reverend William Heine, headmaster at Memorial Lutheran School in Houston, Texas. Thank you for being our guest today and spending some time talking with us.
It's been a delight. Thank you.
Coming up in just a little bit, we've got more Faith and Family.
Concordia University, Mequon, Wisconsin, overlooks the beautiful shoreline of Lake Michigan. This serene main campus of CUW is just 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with all its vibrant cultural attractions. At Concordia University, Wisconsin, students living by the motto of inspiration and action can choose from 69 undergraduate majors, 14 master degree programs, and doctorates in pharmacy, physical therapy, and nursing practice. For more information or to take a virtual tour, visit cuw.edu.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, Executive Director of Life Issues Institute.
A stray long-haired cat has lived near an apartment complex. Tenants considered her the communal cat and named her Masha. One day during below zero temperatures, Masha heard a baby crying and found an abandoned newborn left in a box. The cat immediately took the child on as her own and wrapped her body over the baby to keep him warm. When residents found the pair, Masha was licking the baby's face. The infant was rushed to the hospital and declared healthy. But had it not been for Masha, the stray cat, the baby would have died from exposure. Because of her good deed, residents are spoiling Masha with her favorite food. If a stray cat can see that a baby is a life worth protecting, why can't pro-abortion politicians and the abortion industry?
For more information, visit our website at lifeissues.org. And stay informed, more informed than you've ever been.
I'm Larry Troxell from Quincy, Illinois, also pastor of St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Bowen, Illinois. My wife Donna and I are day sponsors of KFUO because we are thrilled to have the opportunity to proclaim the gospel of Jesus through this ministry around the world. The station is now celebrating its 90th year, and the Lord continues to open doors for the proclamation of His Word through this station. You may be a part of this marvelous ministry by becoming a day sponsor also. Our day sponsorship is for my wife's birthday. You can pick a date that's meaningful to you also. You will have an important part in the ongoing ministry of this station in carrying the good news about Jesus throughout the world.
This is Mary Schmidt. To be a day sponsor, call me 314-996-1518.
The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod brings Christ to people around the world who are suffering and separated from our loving Lord. This month, the Synod is emphasizing our international mission work. Join us in supporting this work and sharing the gospel with those who do not yet know Christ or believe in Him. Find resources at lcms.org/themes/January. lcms.org/themes/January.
Jesus and the Bible exhorts us to agreement in all biblical teachings. I'm Rod Zwanitzer, one of the four hosts of Concord Matters, a show with that worthy goal, Concord, inviting you to join us Saturday mornings at 10 and repeated Tuesdays at 2 p.m., as well as 24/7 on demand.
Listen to Concord Matters on the Messenger of Good News, KFUO.
Hi, I'm Joni Harwell. Worldwide KFUO is listener-supported, and you, the listener, are our funding providers. One of the best ways to help is by becoming a day sponsor. Pick an available date to mark a special event, or simply to thank our Lord for His many blessings. You'll find details at KFUO.org. Then click on Support Us, or call Mary Schmidt, 314-996-1518. Help spread the gospel. Become a worldwide KFUO day sponsor.
With the Lord begin your task, Jesus will direct it. For His aid and counsel ask, Jesus will perfect it. Every morn with Jesus rise, and when day is ended,
Welcome to Faith and Family. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is good to be with you this Tuesday, January 27th, and it is National Lutheran Schools Week. We are celebrating and giving thanks to God for our Lutheran schools here in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and we get to check in with some more friends from another Lutheran school today. We're going to go to Metro East Lutheran High School in Edwardsville, Illinois. Joining us today in studio, a number of students and faculty, we have Annie joining us. Good morning, Annie. Thanks for being in studio with us today.
Good morning.
Good to have you here. And Annie, what year are you? What grade are you in?
I'm a senior.
A senior? Ah, so you can see the light at the end of the tunnel, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, we'll talk about your plans in just a little bit. Okay. Also joining us in studio, Andrea. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning.
And what grade are you in?
12th grade.
12th grade, so you're a senior as well?
Yes.
All right, well, we'll talk about your plans in a little bit. Also joining us this morning, we have Amanda. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
And tell us about, are you a senior also?
I am.
All right, so we have all seniors this morning, all excited about wrapping up their high school career, I bet. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. Mr. Zach Brumbaugh, music director at Metro East Lutheran High School. Are you a senior as well?
I am not a senior, no.
Oh, you're not a senior. Okay. And so you serve as the music director at Metro East Lutheran High School and a number of other schools as well. You teach music in the area, correct?
I do, yeah. Three other grade schools in the area.
Wonderful. And fairly new to Metro East this year as well. And so what are the classes, what are the programs that you teach and lead at Metro East?
Well, we have band and choir, mm-hmm. and then a guitar class at the high school. And then I teach grade school band at three grade schools in the area.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And also joining us in studio today, Katie Kylie Van, is that right?
Yes.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us in studio today. And tell us, what do you teach and lead at Metro East Lutheran High School?
I am the sophomore English teacher, and mm-hmm. I teach regular and honors English, and I also teach oral communication, journalism and yearbook, and sociology.
And you also happen to accompany the choir as well.
Yes, yes.
And so thank you all for coming over to the International Center today to spend some time with us and leading us in song in chapel today. It's great to have you with us and get to enjoy some time together. Well, here in studio today on Faith and Family, I'd like to talk about what you like about attending a Lutheran school and what do you value about your education in a Lutheran school? Let's talk with how you ended up at Metro East Lutheran High School. Why did you or your family choose Metro East Lutheran High School? Let's start with Amanda. Amanda, how did you come to Metro East Lutheran High School? Why did your family choose this school for you?
My family chose to let me go to Metro because they wanted me to grow up around other Christians that would help strengthen my faith mm-hmm. and help me get involved more at my school.
Very good. And have you been there all 4 years?
I have.
And yes. has that happened?
Yes, I'm very involved. I'm in just about everything I can be in.
Very good. Very good. And let's see, Andrea, how about you? Why did your family choose Metro East Lutheran High School?
We chose Metro because of the doctrine. My parents liked it, mm-hmm. and they wanted us to get a good experience and not have to be in with a whole bunch of people.
So it's a smaller, what yeah. you're saying is the class sizes are a little bit smaller and you yeah. like, your family likes that and good theology classes. Glad to hear that. All right. And Annie, tell us, why did your family choose Metro East Lutheran High School?
Well, my uncle is the athletic director there, so he kind of introduced me to it, and I just saw it as a great opportunity to go mm-hmm. there. And so I can learn about God also with school stuff.
Wonderful. Well, glad to hear that. Why, what do you appreciate most about your education and your experience at Metro East Lutheran High School? What are some of the things that you really like about your school and that you're glad that you got to have as part of your high school education? We'll start down here with Annie and work our way back.
I love that we can talk about God and that we can pray in schools and that it's just a normal thing to do.
Very good. That you have this opportunity to pray, to speak openly about your faith, to learn about your faith in an environment where that's safe to do. That doesn't happen everywhere.
Mm.
Yeah, very good. I mean, Andrea, what do you value about your education at Metro East Lutheran High School?
I like how we have chapels three times a week, and I like the religion classes, and I like being able to get close with mm-hmm. a lot of people.
Wonderful. Who are your who teaches your religion or theology classes?
Mr. Henshin,
mm-hmm.
Mr. G, and Mr. Renfer.
Wonderful. Well, I'm glad to hear that you like those classes. And Amanda, what do you value about your education at Metro East Lutheran High School?
Well, I appreciate learning from the wonderful teachers. They've helped me push my learning to new heights, and they've enabled me to succeed in the future. Well, and I also love the religion aspect of it.
Very good. Let's talk with the teachers now. What led to your vocation as an educator? What led you to pursue this as a life's vocation, to be an educator? Let's start with Mr. Brimbaugh.
Well, growing up, I have been in Lutheran schools almost all my life, and I've always enjoyed working with kids from really all ages. My mother is actually a preschool teacher, and so I've helped a lot in preschool classes with the really little guys. And, you know, during the summer, I've babysat a lot and done a lot of, you know, VBS type stuff, helping kids, just working with kids and stuff. That's what I really like to do. And so it kind of made sense for that to be my profession, for my job. So.
Very good. And so fairly new now at Metro East.
Yes.
Lutheran High School. Where did you come from to Metro East?
I graduated from Concordia, Chicago in River Forest in 2013. Mm-hmm. And this past year, I was basically unemployed. I was kind of doing some subbing and working with my mother and her preschool in Fort Wayne, where I'm from. And then I was blessed enough to get a call to Metro East to start this school year.
Wonderful. Well, glad to have you here, and glad that the Lord has brought you here to Metro East Lutheran High School.
Thank you.
All right. And Ms. Kylie Van, tell us about what brought you, what led you to consider this vocation as an educator, as a Lutheran teacher?
Sure. Well, this story sort of starts back in a little town in Butternut, Wisconsin, which is in the northern edge of Wisconsin, where my dad was a logger, and he did logging for most of his life. His name is Pastor Kenneth Kiley, but he was a logger and a farmer and a carpenter for most of his life. And when he was 45, he sold his farm and sold everything that our family had and moved us to Concordia, Mequon. And he decided to become a pastor, and he spent 8 years, or rather, I believe 6 years, you know, going to college and going to the seminary. And so growing up under his example really inspired me to also take a career in Christian education as well. And so I went to Seward in order to pursue that.
Wonderful. And so through the example, it sounds like parents have been highly influential for both of you in terms of your vocation and what they chose. Both of you have Christian educators as parents, and so that seems to certainly have influenced your choices in vocation.
Yeah.
What do you like about the opportunities that you're given to serve and teach at Metro East Lutheran High School, to be an educator in a Lutheran school? What do you appreciate about the opportunities you're given there?
Well, I think the most significant thing that we're allowed to do is not only on a daily basis to share God's word and what we believe as Lutherans, but whenever students experience very difficult times, we reach out to them as more than just a teacher or as more than just an administrator, and we become their brother and sister. All of a sudden, we're on their level, and we can reach out to them as members of the body of Christ to uplift them, and that is unbelievably rewarding.
Wonderful. Mr. Brimbaugh?
I'm particularly blessed in this area because with the band and choir, we have opportunities outside of school to share the word of God. And that's what I've always enjoyed growing up in band and choir when I was in school. And now I get to do that as a director, is that not only do we get that experience in school itself, but we also, you know, put on concerts, and so we can take that under the community. Mm-hmm. We play for different church services throughout the year. And so I think that's a really important and unique aspect of our school, is that not only can we just do great music and concerts, but it can be with a meaning and be spreading the word of God through the music that we do.
Let's go back to our students. I gather you probably have friends who attend other schools besides Metro East Lutheran High School. How might your education and your experience at Metro East Lutheran High School be different than that of your friends who attend other schools? Let's start with, we'll come down here to Annie.
I live in Wood River, and I went to Wood River, the public school there, all the way like through junior high, mm-hmm. and then I went to Metro, so I have a lot of friends that go to Wood River, and it's different from like there because of the religion class primarily, because that is just such a unique experience mm-hmm. having that instead of like going without.
It sounds like the Christian education, the religion, the study of God's word is really central to your experience, to your education at Metro East. How about you? Let's go to Andrea. How do you think your education, your experience as a student at Metro East Lutheran High School is different than that of your friends who attend other schools?
Well, my friends, they have a lot of people at their schools that they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And so they can like blend in, and it's harder for Christians at public schools to like share their faith. So it's easier at our school. And also the religion classes are different. Mm-hmm. And they don't have it
sure.
at their schools.
So by having this this opportunity to study God's word, and also being in a smaller classroom, as you mentioned earlier, it sounds like you're more comfortable talking and asking questions when it comes to your religion class. Very good. All right, Amanda, how might your experience at Metro East Lutheran High School be different than that of your friends who attend other schools?
Well, besides that of the religion aspect, mm-hmm. We're all able to get closer with our friends. And like I said earlier, be more involved in everything. We can share our faith with everyone and understand like what everyone thinks mm-hmm. about everything. Yeah.
What are your plans after high school? What are you hoping to do after high school, Amanda?
I plan on going to college and then going and becoming a doctor. I want to be a general doctor in a rural area.
Very good. Very good. So have you already started plans that I gather you've already got your plans set for college for next year?
I haven't yet chosen a college, but I'm still looking around and I'm narrowing it down.
Very good.
Surely.
Very good. Well, glad to hear that. All right. Andrea, plans after high school?
Well, I want to go to college. I don't know where yet, but I want to get a degree in early childhood education.
Very good. So early childhood education and hoping to work with young children then.
Yeah.
Wonderful. And Annie, how about you? Plans after high school?
My plans are to go to Olivet Nazarene University mm-hmm. and then major in elementary education, and then from that go into special ed teaching.
Wonderful. So elementary education and special education, mm-hmm. heading up to ONU in Kankakee, Illinois. Is that right?
Yeah.
Very good. Well, you all have, it sounds like you all have been influenced by people as well. What, Annie, what made you, or what led you to consider becoming a teacher?
My first grade teacher, Miss Cramsey, she was a saint. She was the greatest, and I was really high maintenance and everything, and she helped me so much. And since then, I've wanted to be a teacher like her.
Andrea, why early childhood education? Anyone that inspired you or encouraged you along the way?
Well, my parents have mm-hmm. encouraged me, and like I want to be an early childhood education teacher because I love kids and they love me. So
wonderful, Amanda. Why medicine?
Well, it's really funny. My mom has been a major influence. She doesn't have a doctorate or whatever, but she's the sort of doctor of the family. If anyone has an illness or they're hurt or anything, even my friends, they'll go to her and be like, hey, can I have a Tylenol? This hurts. And she helps them out.
Now, earlier you said that you wanted to be a doctor, a general physician in a rural area. Why so specific? What is it about the rural area?
I want to be in a rural area so then I can have the close connection with the people in the area.
Uh-huh.
I don't want my patients to be just a number. I want to have that deep connection and know their names and be able to talk to them about what's going on in their life.
Very good. Let's talk about who you might want to thank for your education or the opportunity to teach, or who supports your school. Anybody that you want to thank for supporting Lutheran education, who partners with you in terms of being educators or being students at Metro East Lutheran High School. Anybody that you want to thank? Well, Mr. Brumbaugh, anybody that you want to thank today for supporting Lutheran education and Metro East?
Well, I would just like to thank all the parents of the students at Metro East. It's such a great community feeling at that mm-hmm. school. And it goes back to talking about the difference between other schools is that I don't think you get that at other schools. It really feels like a family, and there's a lot of support there. And I know they've been instrumental in providing financial assistance for us and a lot of stuff like that. So the parents of the students there are really great.
Very good. And Mrs. Kylie Van, anybody that you want to say thanks to or for the supporting Metro East Lutheran High School and Lutheran education?
Definitely. There's so many people in the community around Metro East, as well as many, many businesses that are so very generous in supporting the school, mm-hmm. in whether that's by giving their time or by giving monetary gifts to us. There's really an outpouring of resources of gifts from the community, and that's something we really appreciate.
So it sounds like the community is very supportive and welcoming to Metro East Lutheran High School.
Yes,
glad
absolutely.
To hear that. All right, students, anybody you want to say thanks to? And you can also some shout outs for your teachers today as well. Let's go down to let's start with Andrea in the middle here. Anybody you want to thank for your opportunity to be a student at Metro East Lutheran High School? And you can give some shout outs to your favorite teachers too.
My parents mm-hmm. and all of the Lutheran schools and the churches and Mr. Henshin.
You like Mr. Henshin's class?
Yeah, I like Mr. Henshin.
Very good. Annie, anybody you want to thank for the opportunity to be a student at Metro East Lutheran High School?
I want to thank my parents and my uncle and just all the teachers at Metro. They have all been there for me individual times, and they're all great.
Very good. And any shout outs to teachers today?
We'll give one to Miss Wilson because yeah. she's a lovely woman.
All right, Amanda, who would you like to thank for your opportunity to be a student at Metro East?
My mom and my dad, all the vendors with the Home and Garden Show and the Spring Craft Fair. My teachers, all of them, because they're all wonderful. All the association grade schools, like Andrea said, uh-huh. and the association churches.
Very good. Any shout outs to any special teachers today?
Mrs. Pritchard of the third grade class at Good Shepherd. She's the one who taught me that reading is fun. So thank you.
Very good. Very good. All right. Anybody else have anything else that you want to add today as we're wrapping up our conversation?
I think another shout out would have to go to the many churches who support our ministry. Mm-hmm. And they definitely, whether it be sending pastors or supporting us by sending us students, mm-hmm. we are so grateful and indebted to them for.
It really does. Metro East Lutheran High School is one of those schools that's made up of by an association rather than being a part of a specific a single congregation. It's made up of an association. And so there are many congregations that are part of the association, many elementary schools, the grade schools that contribute to Metro East Lutheran High School and really serves a pretty large community. And so thank you for bringing that up, that there are many schools and congregations that contribute to that, and a lot of pastors and church workers who I'm sure, and parents that encourage young people to be students at Metro East Lutheran High School. Well, I thank you all for being my guest today, sharing some time with us here in the studio, and I know that your classmates were all kind of everybody was eager, jumped at the opportunity to be guests here, and thank you for being those special guests and spending some time with us in the studio, taking some time to talk with us about your education at Metro East Lutheran High School and your experience there. Our guest today, Annie, thanks for being here on Faith and Family today.
Thank you.
And Andrea, thanks for being my guest today.
Thank you for having me.
Amanda, thanks for being a guest here on Faith and Family.
Thanks for having me too.
Mr. Brumbaugh. Zach Brumbaugh, music director at Metro East Lutheran High School. Thanks so much for being our guest.
Thank you. It was a fun time.
And Mrs. Katie Kylie Van, English instructor and a number of other titles
yes, well,
at Metro East.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for being our guest today here on Faith and Family. We are celebrating 90 years of proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ, and thanks for your support over the, especially over the last 90 days as we have been celebrating this 90 years of telling the good news of Jesus Christ. We're thankful for your partnership, too, and being a part of that. You can find out more about Worldwide KFUO and how you can support Worldwide KFUO, how you can walk alongside with us and be a partner on KFUO.org. You can find information there. You can also find more information on our website. On Facebook. Go to facebook.com/KFUO radio. You can find more information there as well. Hope you can join us for more Faith and Family this week as we talk with more Lutheran schools and Lutheran educators throughout the week celebrating National Lutheran Schools Week right here on Worldwide KFUO. Coming up next, Thy Strong Word with Pastor William Whedon. Hope you can join us for that as he studies God's Word right here on listener-supported Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.